You're viewing WTAE, television in Pittsburgh.
Hello, and welcome to Junior High Quiz.
Pittsburgh National Bank presents the National Freedom Foundation's and American Legion Auxiliary Award-winning Junior High Quiz. Today's teams are South Junior High School versus JNF Middle School. And now, here's your moderator, Ricky Wirtz.
Junior High Quiz is a quiz of general knowledge and of quick recall between teams of eighth grade students chosen by their schools. Today is the final game of our fourth round of the season. The winner of today's game will take home this handsome engraved silver bowl for their school, and then each of the team members will receive a replica of this bowl, and they also receive Pittsburgh National Savings Certificates. The questions for Junior High Quiz are compiled by our judge, Dr. Glenn Smith. All right, let's meet today's team. Our first team vying for the championship is South Junior High.
Remember,
Joe Lemansky.
Ed Moeller.
Joe Cassidy.
Dean Spitzovic.
Martha Mallow.
And their alternates are Lolita Stratton and Donna Hutchins. And now to JNF Middle School.
Steve Lang.
Kim Ames.
Bruce Carroll.
Janine Harris.
Mike Kickney.
Lauren Danson.
And their alternate is Bob Johnson. And we're very sad that Gordon Schlegel, their team member, is ill today. And we hope he's feeling better very soon. Before we start, let me explain to you how the game is played. First of all, I ask a question. When I finish, the clock will start. Each team member pushes the button in front of them when they feel they know the answer. Would you demonstrate for me, Steve? Thank you. This stops our clock. And where it stops determines the number of points the question is worth. Now, if the team should happen to answer incorrectly, the opposing team will have a chance to answer. If they do it correctly, they receive the number of points that appear on the clock. Remember, please, that the decision of our judge, Dr. Smith, is final. And here we go. Good luck to two fine teams as we start our championship game. Love Apple is an old name for what listed fruit that we usually consider a vegetable. JNF, Steve.
Tomato.
A tomato. Or as the fancy ones would say, a tomato. Right. Now finish the verse with its last word missing. I've never traveled for more than a day. I never was one to roam, but I like to sit on a busy quay, watching the ship that says to me, always somebody going away. Somebody, Jane F. Kim? Somebody getting home. Right, and home is the word, Kim. Very good. What are the three fuels taken into the body to be burned? The three fuels. Jane F. Bruce?
Carbohydrates, sugar, and fat.
No, I'm sorry, Bruce. We'll go up here to South. Can you name three fuels? Joe, you're alone.
Carbohydrates, protein, and calcium.
That third one was getting you. You had the carbohydrates and the proteins and fat. Mm-hmm. Carbohydrates, fats, and proteins are the three. Headline states, draining the Zuyder Zee uncovers the boneyard of ancient ships. Now, from Roman times, 180 AD, to the 19th century, a treasure of archaeology is revealed as reclaimed soil is turned over. In what country is the Zuyder Jane F. Kim?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands, Holland, you would expect it either one. That's where indeed Zuyder Zee is. The secret of insulation is the entrapment of tiny spaces for what? South, go.
Molecules?
Not molecules, Joe.
Jane F., we have Lauren and Janine and Bruce, Captain.
Lauren.
Lauren?
Air.
Air. You know, just the air trapped into the little changes. The air. Within man's own order of approximately 190 species, what are the two species which are largest in size? Jane F., Kim.
Elephant and whale?
No, honey, no, I'm sorry. We'll go up here to South. Ed, you're, Martha and Ed, Captain.
Martha. Gorillas and baboons.
Well, gorillas is one of them, but man is the next largest. The gorilla is the largest and the man is the next largest through these 190 species. Okay, we're looking for a math definition. Dihedral. D-I-H-E-D-R-A-L, a dihedral angle, is an angle formed by what kind of surfaces? It's an angle formed by what kind of surfaces? Any guesses, Joe?
Flat surfaces?
Not flat surfaces. In your kitchen, that's what I like. Okay, we have Mike, Janine, and Kim. Captain?
Mike.
And Bruce.
Uneven?
We were looking for plane, T-L-A-N-E, plane surfaces is what we were looking for. A new breakthrough in American-Soviet relations was made recently when 42 students of the State University of New York performed for 1,000 parents and children in Moscow's Central Children's Theater. There were 8 curtain calls and 10 minutes of rhythmic applause for the performers of a well-known musical of the adventures of a little Kansas girl. Quick. Jane F., Bruce.
Wizard of Oz.
Right. Whisked away in the tornado. A deliberate modulation of the frequency of the transmitting wave in broadcasting, producing reception relatively free of static, is given what name? A deliberate modulation of the frequency. South. Martha?
Channel.
Not channel, Martha. How about Jane F.? Want to give it a try here? Well, Bruce and yourself, Captain.
You can guess FM?
FM. That's what we write. Or frequency modulation. FM or frequency modulation. What discipline of our cosmos can be regarded as the fourth dimension? Jane F. Lauren?
Time.
Time, right. Time it is, Lauren. Early blooming bush sends out its yellow blossoms before a south, Joe.
Forsythia?
Right, before the leaves emerge. It is indeed Forsythia. Gee, that seemed to go by so quickly. Sit back and relax. Our first visit today is to South Junior High.
South Junior High School is located on the south side of Pittsburgh and is part of the Pittsburgh Public School System. Their principal is Mr. John F. Walsko. And Mr. Walsko, you're one of the few principals that I have ever met that actually attended this school that you're a principal of.
Yes, I'm very happy to say that many, many years ago, I was a student at South High School.
Ah, that's really great. So you can really understand the neighborhood.
I believe I understand the neighborhood very, very well. Faces have changed, but people basically are the same.
Right. How many students do you have here?
At South High School, we have approximately 1,650 students, grades 7 through 12.
We enjoyed watching creativity at work at Mrs. Sally George's craft class. The one we visited was jewelry-making class. What age are these students?
These students are 10th and 11th graders.
And what exactly do they do to prepare themselves for this jewelry making?
Well, first they come up with a design of their own. This design is broken down into pattern pieces. The pieces are then filed, cut, shaped, soldered, and we have an end product.
Mrs. Henrietta Zion is the shorthand transcription teacher. And this is the first time we ever visited a class like this. Explain a little bit to me about shorthand transcription, what exactly you mean. The students in this class are second-year shorthand students. They're considered advanced students. And our ultimate goal is that they should be able to put on the typewriter material that I dictate to them. We hope that eventually they'll be able to do anywhere up to 120 words a minute, but we're satisfied if they get to 100. We're visiting the South Side office of Pittsburgh National. Walt Morrow is their manager, and he's on the board of directors for the South Side Chamber of Commerce. And as usual, I know you're very active. What are the latest projects for the chamber?
Ricky, presently we're involved in two activities. Number one, cleaning up the debris on the streets. And number two, restoring the original architecture to the buildings in the South Side. Ricky, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Nick Stone, the president of the South Side Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Vicki. Well, as Walt says, we have two major projects. One is cleaning up the South Side. Before you can restore any community, you've got to clean it up. You've got to make it look good. And that, in that way, we're keeping pace with all the citizens in the South Side who have done a magnificent job in maintaining their properties, which has become known all over the city of Pittsburgh. And then we're going to go into the second project of restoring the present architecture, not remodeling the fronts with ceramic glass and ceramic tile and aluminum siding, but by restoring the beautiful architecture, Victorian architecture, which exists here in the South Side, with package deals which are being arranged by the Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation.
And that score reads South 15, JNF 101, as we head into our second procession, and we're ready to go up there at South. I have a scramble word coming up for you. Are you ready? The clues are control by rule, principle, or system. JNF, Kim?
Regularity?
No, I'm sorry, Kim. We'll go up here to South. I'll finish the clues. Control by rule, principle, or system. Uniform, usual. And we have Martha, Ed, Joe, and yourself, Captain.
I'll take it. Regulation.
Regulation. You moved right in on it, Kim. But it was just the end. That was all. Regulation. Now, the following has been attributed to Carl Sandburg. Life is like blank. You can fill in the blank. Wait, I'll finish. Oh, go ahead, South Martha.
A bowl of cherries.
Life is like a bowl of cherries. Yeah, sometimes it feels that way, Martha. But I'll finish here, the blank for you. Life is like blank. You peel off one layer at a time and sometimes weep while doing it. What is life like? The groans. We have Lauren and Janine, Bruce, Tim, and yourself, Kevin.
I'll take it myself. And I'm the...
An onion. Martha's up there groaning, an onion. Stone walls or fences are common in New England. The capstone is usually larger than the other stones. What is the capstone? South, Jim.
It's one that goes on the corner.
One that goes on the corner. No, I'm sorry. You want to step one that goes on the corner, Jim. We have Janine, Bruce, and Kim, Captain.
Kim. It's the foundation?
No, the capstone is the cap, the top stone. The cap or the top stone. What are the names of the two time zones for Alaska and the Hawaiian Islands? South, Joe.
Pacific and Western.
No. Sorry, Joe. We'll go down here to JNF. Does anybody here know the time zones there? Looks like, well, Bruce is thinking about it. No one else has anything there, Bruce. Go ahead, I guess you're it.
Pacific and Western.
No, that's what Joe said. It's Alaska is the one, and Bering is the other time zone. Alaska and Bering. Tickling the ivories is a slang expression for playing what instrument? Jane F., Steve.
The piano.
The piano, right. People who have a cajoling tongue and possess the art of flattery are said to have visited the town of Blarney in Ireland. What happened there? Jane F., Kim.
There's a Blarney stone, and if you kiss it, then you said, like, to have the gift of flattery.
Did you ever kiss the Blarney stone? Oh, Kim, I don't know. She can cajole us. Yes, she can. That is it. Here's a multiple choice question. Are you ready? If you were to see the obverse, O-B-V-E-R-S-E, the obverse side of a coin, would it be what we call the head, the tail, Janet, Kim?
The head.
The head, right. The head, the tail, or the head. Was the other one I was going to give you. The head it is, or the main or principal side. The history of the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, which is the reason for the Easter celebration, is a part of what doctrine throughout the world? South, Pearl.
Christianity.
Right, the Christian doctrine, or Christianity. You accept either one. In the 6th century, considerable influence on Greek history must have been made by the responses which seem to have been given to worshippers and inquirers by Apollo at Delphi. What were these responses called? They would go and give worship and inquire. You think, sorry, Joe. Jane F. Janine?
Sacrifices?
Not sacrifices, Janine. But now I can go up here to Joe. Did you want to give it a try? You were alone.
No.
No? You had no idea. Oracle. Did you ever hear the oracle when they would talk? That's what we were looking for, the oracle. 128 million gallons of water per minute. Falling over a sheer precipice twice as high as Niagara Falls and 5,700 feet long. South, Jim?
The Angel Falls.
Oh, Jim, I'll finish the question for Jane F. And 5,700 feet long is an act in the drama of the Zambezi River of Africa, discovered by David Livingstone in 1855. What did he name the falls? Janine and Bruce Captain.
Janine?
Stanley Livingston. Now, this was David. It was Victoria. It was a queen. It was Victoria Falls in Africa. More than 600 prehistoric statues found on the slope of Rano Raraku, an extinct volcano, have made famous out of South. Pearl? Gee, you got that from my pronunciation of that? Marvelous, Pearl. That was a difficult volcano to me. But it certainly is. They've made Easter Island famous. This was broadcast in an early morning program. What one letter must be replaced and what should replace it? And here it is. Quote, the tanker exploded while tied up at her morning in Philadelphia. South, Joe?
Mooring.
Mooring. That's what he wanted, moorings. And they had said moorings. Moorings it is. Anton van Leeuwenhoek began grinding lenses about 1660 as a hobby and using them to study minute objects. Although he did not follow a scientific plan, his capacity for critical observation greatly helped to advance biological knowledge. A clue to his nationality is in his name, Anton van Leeuwenhoek. What is it? Janep, Steve?
Danish?
Danish. No, you won't accept Danish, Steve. South, Ed?
German?
Oh, we were hoping the van would give it to you. That's Dutch. Holland Dutch is usually van. German is usually Vaughn, I think. Okay, pencil and paper? Math question coming up. If a cookie recipe calls for 3/4 of a cup of flour and Sue, scraping the bottom, can find only 3/8 of a cup, how much more does she need? Whee! Jane F. Kim.
She would need 1.5.
No, not 1.5. We've got Martha and yourself, Captain.
Martha. 3/8 of the cup.
She made 3/8 of the cup. Martha, you're going to be a good cook up there. Yes, very good. Sit back and relax. Our second school visit today is out to J. Neff Middle School.
I'd like you to meet the principal of J. Neff Middle School, Mr. Greg Beyer.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here today, and I'd like to tell you that Jane F. Middle School is part of the Keystone Oaks School District. Now, Keystone Oaks is comprised of Greentree, Stormont, and Castle Shannon boroughs. We have about 850 students here in grades 7 and 8. I'd like you to meet my assistant, Mr. Harry Morris.
We headed over to the home economics department where Mrs. Joanne Sakina had her girls very busy getting ready for springtime.
Yes, my 7th graders this year are making smocks. I had the girls pick out their own material because they like to get, you know, different color material. And they like smocks because they can wear them in the summertime. And they're very cute and they like making these very much.
Before leaving the home ec class, two lovely young ladies had a surprise for me. They had made me 4 placemats with the napkin rings and even did the fringing on the lovely matching napkin. So I want to thank Suzanne Casamassa and Lauren Dancy for their talented gift. One of my favorite places to visit always is the library. And I was happy to say hello to Mrs. Alberta Wegley, who is our team advisor, by the way, for today's panelists. Tell us a little bit about this beautiful library of yours.
Yes, I would like to tell you about our library. We have Mrs. Virginia Kelly's class in with us today to take out books, and we are introducing some new books to her class. We're particularly happy with these books since they have to do with all the different kinds of dogs. We like our library very much. We have a good basic collection. We probably have about 8,000 books now, and we have gotten many new ones this year.
While visiting our Dormont office of Pittsburgh National, I was talking to their manager, Bob Aiken, about the Dormont Athletic Boosters Association. What exactly is that, Bob?
Right, Ricky. The Dormont Athletic Boosters Association promotes sports for youth, and Pittsburgh National Bank Dormont office is one of its sponsors. Okay, Ricky, I'd like you to meet Jim McKinnon, president of the association.
Jim, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Vicki. I'm the president of the Boosters this year. We're sponsoring a number of athletic programs for the youngsters of Dormont. We have to go out and solicit funds from various organizations like Pittsburgh National here in our community to maintain our program. It's a pretty costly one. We spend quite a lot of money each year developing baseball track, so on. I want you to meet eventually two of the fellows that are quite active in this program. One is Frank Torsia, our executive secretary. The other is Paul Ufer, the treasurer of our organization.
And the score reads South 90, JNF 161. Good. We're getting a closer game going here, and that's what we like. And we have a visual coming up. What game bird is this South show?
Ring neck pheasant.
Ring neck pheasant. Isn't he pretty? Oh, he is a beauty. It should not seem unusual that each witness gives a different analysis of an incident which all see. Spell analysis. Jane F. Janine.
A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S.
Right. Collage is a word meaning pasting, gluing, sticking. An assembly of designs as a form of art. Montage is a collection of several items, such as pictures or writing to make a composite with a theme. This word comes from the verb monter. From what language? South. Yes.
French.
French is the language where we get those words. French, right. I thought we were going to lose everyone on that. I think they all hit their buttons. In what general direction does the Ohio River flow from Pittsburgh to Rochester? South, Joe.
South.
No, not South, Joe. We have Jane F. Bruce, you're alone.
Southwest?
Not southwest. Northwest. North and west. How about that? But it's true. North and west.
just the Rochester note, Senator. What is the complete name of the local transportation system designed by the initials South? Joe?
Port Authority Transit?
No. Sorry, Joe. Designed by the initials PAC. I didn't finish the question. Okay, Jane Neff, who wants to go here? We've got Bruce and yourself.
Port Authority Transit Company?
No, Port Authority Transportation System of Allegheny County. How's that? Aren't you glad they used TAP? That's their full name. Who was the American colonel who pursued the bandit Pancho Villa into the Mexican wilderness? J-Nep, Mike?
John Pershing.
John Pershing, right. I was going to give you his nickname, Blackjack. And you got it. Okay, math, pencil and paper. A concrete sidewalk is to be laid 12 feet long, 4 feet wide, and 4 inches thick. How many cubic feet of concrete will be necessary? J. Neff Bruce.
240 square feet?
No. Sorry, Bruce. South, do you know how many cubic feet of concrete will be necessary? Ed, you're alone.
192?
So just 16 cubic feet. You take 12 times 4 times 1/3 and you get 16 cubic feet. 16. In the early 1600s, there were 3 Dutch settlements on the Hudson River. Port Orange, Manhattan, and Esopus. Esopus became Wiltwyck, then Kingston. Now, what 3 national backgrounds do these names represent? South. Joe?
English. French. German.
No. Sorry, Joe. We'll go to Jane Neff here. Bruce and Kim, Captain.
Kim. English, Dutch, and French.
Ooh, you were close. English, Dutch, and Indian. Esopus, I guess, was the Indian name. What species of cat has been cultivated for centuries on the Isle of Man? Its hind legs, South, Joe?
Manx.
Manx, is it? Its hind legs are longer than its forelegs and it has no tail. It is indeed a manx. Replace the last word of the sentence with a synonym. Activities that take place on Mars are still beyond our ken. K-E-N. South, Jim?
Capability.
No, he won't accept capabilities. We have, who do we have here? We have Lauren and Bruce, Captain.
Lauren?
Understanding?
Understanding or knowledge is more what he wanted to, rather than the, capabilities. Seems kind of close though, you know. 6,000 years ago, men of the Bronze Age learned that a reversal of the metallurgical process of casting bronze resulted in a silver-gray alloy. This product of tin with small amounts of copper, lead, and antimony was used extensively in our colonial times. What is it? J.N.F. Kim.
Pewter.
Pewter! Beautiful, beautiful pewter. Right! In the game of baseball, what is usually the outcome of a bobble? B-O-B-B-L-E, South. Jim?
An error.
An error, right. And that ends today's show. We'll be back with our winner right after this word from Pittsburgh National.
The Pittsburgh National People's Choice account helped Ed Weil.
This is the one thing about Pittsburgh National Bank's People's Choice that I like. It tells me completely about the full services of the bank. It lets me take advantage of them. They get to know me. They find out who I am and how they can help me. A lot of banks advertise full service, but we know what Pittsburgh National Bank is, you know.
The People's Choice account. Our customers like the way it works.
And the score reads South 150, JNF 221. JNF, you are the round champion for the fourth round, and there are my real champions, aren't they, though? Huh? And missing Gordon as they did, they came through fine. Congratulations. And I'll tell you, we are really proud of that South team. How about them? They've done a tremendous job all along through this whole round, and it has been such a pleasure visiting them at their schools. Now, you know, we start our playoffs next week. And the first round champs, which were Linden School from the city, are going to come up against our second round champs from St. Martin's. So be sure to be on hand, because the winner of next week's game will win a trip, 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. It will be one of the highlights of our season, so please join us then. And have a wonderful Easter day. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Junior High Quiz has been brought to you by Pittsburgh National Bank. In the interest of furthering the high educational standards of all Western Pennsylvania schools, there are so many good banks, we have to be better. The research source for many of the questions used on Junior High Quiz is Encyclopedia Americana, a Grolier publication.